Schmidt.
Yes.
Samus.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Peterson.
Yes.
Okay, minutes. Does anybody have any corrections or changes to the minutes that were okay? Hearing none, they'll be standards as presented. Next is audience comments, limited to 2 minutes. There's no one in the room except for Karen, so Jan, you go ahead.
Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
All right, thank you. Good morning, I'm Jan Norris from West Township. More than 30 pipeline bills have been introduced at the Iowa State House. I can send a list if you are interested in following them. Iowa Senate File 92 seeks to limit eminent domain. In South Dakota yesterday, a Senate committee advanced an anti-eminent domain bill with strong support. On Wednesday, I invite you to join Iowans in calling the Capitol switchboards, asking them to support landowner rights. And on Saturday, please attend the legislative coffee being held at the Red Oak YMCA at 8 o'clock. Here are a couple news stories you may not have read. A year ago, Summit reneged on its $183 million pipe order. Wellspun filed a lawsuit over the cancellation fee of $15 million. Summit disagreed that it owes the money and filed for dismissal, but that was recently denied. As part of the IUB permit, member Burns argued in a dissent that the 120 miles between Galva and Shenandoah was not justified or proper. Now, Quad County corn producers in Galva just announced it has closed. And Bloomberg article is suggesting Green Plains may be for sale after a 38% drop in share price. It remains to be seen if this might affect the routes proposed here. Montgomery County Phase 2 landowners have begun to receive easement offers that are expected to be less than the first project and not paid up front. As you know, many are resolved not to sign easements and have not given permission to survey. Both phases combined would impact 42 miles of Montgomery County, and over 1,000 dwellings would be within the emergency response zone, including the whole city of Villisca. As a taxpayer and a neighbor to both proposed CO2 pipeline routes, I ask, what is Montgomery County doing to be best prepared should these pipelines eventually be built? Thank you.
Thanks, Jan. Anybody else online that would like to speak? Okay, hearing none, we'll start with the supervisors. Next item is supervisors weekly committee or assignments. Bryant, did you have any? Okay, all right. Mike, no.
I had a SWPCO meeting. Look back at my notes here. Just general discussion. There wasn't anything specific report.
Okay.
And that was all I had.
You're on the Nishna Productions, right?
I am, but I've gotten no information.
Okay.
I need to follow up on that.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, I just, okay, yeah. All right, sounds good. I had the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital Board of Trustees meeting last Wednesday, and they're concerned. Ron Claver had just shared his concern about the Medicare that comes down from Washington, you know, to the rural, to the hospitals. And also the Medicaid, I got to get that right, just with the cuts in Congress are devastating for rural health care right now. So they're pretty concerned about that as a board and as, you know, as hospitals. So that was kind of a topic of conversation. The other thing is they had their public hearing on tax asking budget for the next ensuing fiscal year. They went with their option B. It was printed in the paper. Option B was printed. It's equal to last year's tax levy amount. So the total tax asking would be $2,289,999. So anyway, so that was approved unanimously by the board. So the same last year's tax levy amount. So anyway, so that is real.
Go on. What's that number again?
Well, I think it's 2,289,999.
Okay. 2 million.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that would be about right. That's all. That's all that I have from that meeting. Okay, next would be under the anything else on that? Secondary roads update.
Okay. Good morning. All right. We've been cutting brush throughout the county, hole patching along H-12, although some debris from bridge sites and serviced equipment. Again, GovCo Bridge Construction. It's in the process of repairing Bridge Washington 2908, located on S Avenue and 10th Street. That road is closed, and that will be the last bridge that GovCo will be doing the fifth on. I haven't heard how, you know, when they'll be finished with that. You know, the weather, the weather's been kind of up and down, so I don't know. I would like to thank those people who sent in letters of support and filled out the survey for the competitive highway bridge program grant application for the two bridges in Montgomery County, Bridge 254240 on 250th Street west of Villisca, and Bridge 254550 on 27th on 270th Street east of M Avenue. Typo there. We have one truck driver labor position open. Applications will be taken until 3 p.m. on Friday, March 28th. You can drop the applications off at the engineer's office, or you can email them to us. If you need an email address, please contact the engineer's office. You can pick up applications from the engineer's office. A job application will also be available on the county website under employment opportunities starting next week. A CDL is required. If you do not have a CDL, we are allowing 60 days from the date of employment to obtain one. Also, I will be out of the offices the rest of the week at a Greater Iowa Conference in Des Moines. So what time am I leaving tomorrow? Depends on the weather. That's all I have.
Okay. Anybody have any questions for Karen? Okay. All right. Hearing none. Next item there, Karen, is approve the final voucher for the bridge project on the 250th Street.
Correct. We're closing out that project as part of that closeout. We have a final voucher. So the final voucher for today would be just the $30,000 that was the retainage. So we're releasing that retainage. So just to give you an idea of the project bid was $2,189,595. The actual cost of the bridge construction was $2,252,961. So we went over about $63,000 in change orders. So that was pretty good. So it was a good project and it went well.
Okay.
I would make a motion to approve the final voucher for bridge project on 250th Street.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? Any more discussion?
I have one question.
Yes.
What was the grant for?
Oh, that was for the that was for the competitive highway bridge program you talked about before with the other bridges.
No, with 250th.
250th, that was an earmark grant through Cindy Anthony's office.
What did they total? Do you know?
That they only went up to, they only paid, I think, 80% of that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, 80 or 75, I can't remember, 75 or 80%.
Okay.
I think that was up to 2 million or something. There was a cutoff date, but I can't remember exactly what. Yeah. I mean, cutoff amount than it was.
Thank you.
Okay, any more discussion? Okay, roll call, please.
Burton?
Yes.
Schmidt?
Yes.
Olson?
Yes.
Amos?
Yes.
Peterson?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. Under new business, set the date for the first hearing for the fiscal year 26 budget truth and taxation statements for March 25th, 2025 at 8:45 a.m.
I would make a motion to set the first hearing for the FY26 budget truth and taxation statements for March 25th, 2025 at 8:45 a.m. with discussion and action as necessary.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call please.
Schmidt.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Peterson.
Yes.
Burton.
Yes.
Okay, next item on the agenda is approve the Renew Gov agreement with action as necessary. Probably should have some discussion about this. Yeah.
Well, I know you had a meeting. I'd like to hear the update on that.
Yeah. You want to do that, Alex?
Sure. So they did go back through and demo. The nice thing is the other department heads were there too, so I'd like to kind of hear what they think as well. But one of the things that I didn't realize until the second meeting is that they don't necessarily have a good example to show for the recorder, for the cloud system. They just have a Windows example that they did not go through during that. And then there is currently no assessor software at all. So they would be kind of starting ground up. But it maybe is a little harder to kind of visualize what that would look like. Whereas on the treasurer side, that was the example that they showed. So it's a little more turnkey. It does seem like it's faster. I mean, that's what you guys thought, right? It's much faster. So there is some advantages. We did clarify. So that's that cost, $330,000 is payable over 2 years instead of extending out past 2 years. And the operational product would be between 2 and 3 years. That means, you know, obviously we're paying for a couple of years where they're just developing it. And that's where, you know, the advantage is maybe that we get to have some say in how it's built. And then there is that potential cost savings of we don't have to pay for the migration of the data once it carries over. I don't know what that would cost for other counties that aren't signing up early. I'll let you guys kind of talk for yourselves. But I think in general, everyone agrees that our current situation is not ideal in terms of how we're being served. And what this product looks like it could be is viable. I think maybe the biggest hang up is the cost. You know, the total cost up front, and then what do we get from that cost?
Did you say, Alec, that actually the building out of further uses would be involved in how they want it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the primary advantage. So he said in the meeting, he's got a plan. He's already got a scheduled planned date to sit down with Adams County because they signed on early. So he's going to sit down and as a part of the six counties, the advantage is that if you're a department head or something, then you get to say, no, I want it built this way so that it best serves my department, you know, and there's five distinct departments that are going to be using this. Whereas someone else that waits, they're going to be just, it is what it is for a product. And if your county does things differently, then it may cost you extra to kind of find custom that, or you may just deal with what you have.
Okay. I called Becky Bissell over in Adams County because I wanted to see about over there because their board approved this already. And so she said, yes, it's a, you know, you pay 2 years up front, but you have basically 4 years on the back end. You have a 4 years maintenance agreement that's covered in this amount of money that we're paying. Okay. So it's, you know, she felt that, you know, it was reasonable and that it was good. The other thing she said, we get to help build the software for our departments. That's what they're actually doing. And that's why he's coming on March 11th. She says, I've asked all of my department heads to outline everything they'll need to do. And then they're going to sit down with them and they'll see on that. The other thing she said, this new software that's cloud-based will do things that solutions can't do. And she told me yesterday and that in July, there was a problem with their solutions had a problem with their treasurer stuff, and they didn't get it resolved till December. And it caused, and I said, so did she have the treasurer have to do that stuff manually? And she goes, well, she couldn't. We never done it that way. So anyway, so there was a major problem. You know, the other thing she said is, you know, if solution, if things just fold and solutions leave us, where are we? You know, what do we do then? She said there is another company called Tyler in Iowa, but they are charging counties up to $250,000 to migrate from solutions to them. So, I mean, it's like, okay, well, you know, that's not any little bit of money. So I really respect Becky, and I felt comfortable with a lot of the things that she was sharing with me. I tried to write down as fast as I could. So anyway, but, you know, she said, you know, she said she felt it was good to go with them. She said, you know, she said she thinks it's going to be positive. There was another thing. There was an employee that worked for Adams County, and he developed a program with the Treasury. She said he left and he started his own company like Renew Gov did. He started his own company. Well, then he sold it. And then he came on to Renew Gov. Well, that company said, no, you signed a no compete clause. He said, you got to wait 2 years before you can go work for somebody else. So anyway, she said, they know him well. He's going to come work for Renew Gov. So she said she feels comfortable about that too. So there were just a lot of positive things. You know, it's a lot of money, but, you know, I understand the city is spending a lot of money too for their new system, for their new cloud-based system. So, you know, it's just not cheap. But my only thing is if something happens with solutions, you know, what do we do? What would we do if we didn't do this? And then with solutions, we had a major problem. What are we going to do? What would be our next step? I guess that's what I would ask.
I think we're already having major problems. Mm-hmm. I mean, in a lot of ways, because that's not unique to Adams County in terms of the turnaround on the tech support, right? You guys have experienced that as well.
Yeah. Right. We're having major problems, and we're roped into something we can't get out of.
So in the cost, so knowing that there is another software company that's in the neighborhood of $200,000 for migration, well, then that helps kind of equate to some of the costs. What are the costs for us for year number three and number four for Renew Gov? It's
zero.
It's zero. Mm-hmm. So we're paying 2 years up front, but we're actually dividing by four for the total service, right? So it's zero for year three and four in terms of cost. So if you divide it out, we're paying up front, but if the cost of migration is potentially a couple hundred thousand, then it feels like a lot, but
that's just for the migration.
Well, right.
I don't even know. She didn't even know what the monthly or the yearly cost would be with them.
It's very easy to get to the same number, mm-hmm, for a software that you didn't get to have any say in on the upfront side. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not going to personally be using it every day. So ultimately, it's you guys as the department heads that, you know, and we kind of discussed a little bit, but I'd like to hear from you today, you know, if you feel like you're on the fence or 100% yes or 100% no. But you guys are the ones using it, right?
Mm-hmm. I am 100% yes.
Okay. You guys have strong feelings?
I think from the treasurer's side of things, it looks really good. They've already got that up and running. Maybe just need to, you know, change a few things here and there to, you know, fit the way we do things. I say it sounds pretty good from what I heard our last meeting. So.
Yeah. They had nothing to show for the recorders side. What they said, as Alex said, it's not cloud-based. What they do have, I believe they said it was like 1990s is when they implemented it. So, I mean, I don't have anything. I can't say this is going to be great because they don't have anything to show us. I mean, as far as my side of it,
Now, didn't somebody told me, didn't he say he had, he would work with you, or he could show you what he had?
The windows side, yes.
Okay, for the windows side.
Should be probably comparable, because right now Solutions is windows based, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So do you feel like what we're currently doing with Solutions is serving you?
What I have, I mean, I have nothing else to compare it to. I mean, I've been here 26 years and that's what we've been using. Yes, we've had updates and gone from green screen to all the different ones, but I mean, I have not seen anything else that tells me that it's, it's going to be amazing or it's not.
Right.
So I can't say 100% yes, because I don't know. Not that I'm not willing to learn or change, but it's like, I don't know.
My biggest concern, they have nothing for the assessor right now. So we're going to have a lot of cost, because we're going to have to keep Solutions going till they build a whole new program for ours. And that's concerning. I have no doubt that RenewGov is going to be a good system once they're up and going, because through the Iowa people that we know, they're going to, they look out for their people. And I'm just concerned with Solutions, because they are very lacking right now. And I guess my office is going to be at their mercy a lot longer than everybody else's, where they're starting from scratch.
Yeah, that was one thing they did say. And they talk about, so obviously they're starting from scratch from you, because they don't even have a Windows system that they're currently utilizing. And the 2 years of service, one thing that we did clarify is, so obviously the treasurer's is nearly turnkey. Her 2 years of support starts sooner then. So it would potentially be an amendment to the contract to say it's a staggered time, where her 2 years doesn't start until her program's actually operational. That was one clarifier.
Which would be the same with the reporter then too.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Well, but they would be very three very different times.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, it would just kind of stagger out. I don't know what that would equate to for year number five in terms of cost, because you would have a couple of departments that are not, they're in their 2 year, and you have a couple that are ending their 2 year potentially. So that would be kind of a weird fluctuating cost over the next couple of years until they're all ending their 2 years.
So maintenance office basically uses it for payroll and claims, what I understand from Casey. And I do understand that Casey would be allowed to have some input into this. He's the one that uses it in our office. I know that there have been issues with Solution, which again causes issues with payroll and claims. It doesn't, from what I'm hearing, it sounds like these issues have continued through Solutions. I mean, we can't do payroll if this is, then we just need to find a better route. And if Solutions are the only ones that we're depending on now, I think that this is a good opportunity to do something different. Because right now, Solutions, they're it. I mean, there are no other choices out there, nowhere else to go. So you're kind of stuck. That could put us in a very bad position if this continues to go downhill.
I agree with that. Basically, it's upgrading. We're upgrading, and we just need to do it. So that's my opinion.
Yeah. Joe, can you talk about how we would deal with the cost? Because it is a little more than we would have anticipated.
So I have $40,000 of it budgeted into this fiscal year, and the other 100,000, not quite 100,000, but 90,000 into next year. And the 14,900 that we already paid would be less that. And then the next fiscal year after that, we'll have to budget.
Okay.
Say that again.
But I already have it budgeted. It's in the numbers that we've already been.
This year, and the Kirk.
40 in current.
And then 90K.
The next one.
Okay.
And 150 following.
Okay.
I guess after, you know, listening to everybody, and I know that some aren't really getting it yet, but hearing the problems of solutions, sometimes you can't just put a dollar figure on it. You got to have somebody that your hope is going to be dependable and a good service. Going with the cheapest route on a lot of things is not the way to go. Sounds good, but I just, from what I'm hearing right now, I'd make a motion to approve the RenewGov agreement.
I would second that, and then I was hoping to hear from Mark.
Yeah, I was kind of waiting for a time to speak. I don't think there's any doubt that solutions is a problem and probably will continue to be. A concern that I have is, let's say that something goes really bad with solutions. Particularly, let's pick the worst case scenario, the acceptor. What happens then? Are we going to have to go to, I understand there's several alternatives. There's Tyler, there's Fiddler, I believe is the name of another company. There's several other options out there that we haven't heard our own particular cost on, or even, you know, are they cloud-based, are they window-based? There's other options that we have not seen. The monetary side of it, I heard 40 in this year's budget, and that would work. I don't think 90 works in the budget year 26, because unless I'm totally wrong on it, our monthly payments are going to be in the neighborhood of 16,000, and 16,000 times 12 comes out to way more than 90, about double that, I believe. I can't use, that's too many fingers and toes, and I don't have a calculator in hand, but I don't think that we've got the proper amount budgeted in the next fiscal year, but maybe I missed part of the explanation there. I guess that's my main concerns.
You want to respond to that?
Yeah, so there'd be roughly 16,000, 15,000 after they subtract the amount that we've already paid that would be due over 2 years. I didn't do it monthly. Adams County's not doing it monthly either. I have 40,000 budgeted or that we're going to use out of this year's budget funds, 90-some thousand dollars into next year's budget funds, and then the remainder would need to be paid in the next fiscal year, which I don't have a calculator with me, but
I was doing different math. Sorry.
That those numbers work, but it doesn't work with how the contract reads, because the contract says 24 monthly payments, and then I believe
that's just generic though. Adams County, when they signed, they did the same thing we did. They're using lump sums out of different funds to pay for it at one time, not over a monthly period.
Well, I'm not a lawyer, but that's not the way the contract reads.
We could motion to approve it with a change in the language of the monthly payments, right? If that was how
people felt. Do we need to do that?
I'm just asking, you could if that's how people felt, right?
I think you almost, if the contract that we've dealt with is on the table right now, I think that's how we have to go.
Okay.
I don't think we can change the contract.
Because he even said on our thing that they would want to change this to our contract.
Well, And they did mention in the second meeting that they would obviously have to make a change to the contract to accommodate the staggered time of the 2 years.
Already having.
This is beyond my.
Initial agreement to get started.
Well, yeah, it is an early adopter program agreement. I don't know. That's beyond my scope of knowledge. So I kind of lean on you guys as far as contract changes.
Well, we're not signing the contract today. Today, what we're doing is we're agreeing. We're going to say, okay, we're going to go with RenewGov with that agreement. So.
Correct.
We'll probably, you know, we'll have to approve the.
Fine tuning the wordage is can come later.
But we are approving a motion. I mean.
To move forward with.
Move forward with renew.gov or RenewGov, and then the agreement is going to come. We'll have to approve.
Are we approving the contract, or is that come a little?
We're approving to move forward, and we'll have the final contract after to sign.
Okay.
I mean, that's, yeah.
Okay.
I guess that makes sense to me. I have it printed if anybody needs to look at it.
Okay, there's a motion. The motion has been moved and seconded. Is there any more discussion or?
No, I just, my biggest drawback is finance, or all this, what is it, 300 and it was 330. Where are we now? 60?
No, where did you get that?
Well, you said there was an increase.
There's not.
330, and there's minus the 14 or 15,000 we've paid.
$13,000.
So that's 315 spread out. So if you split that in 2 years, there's.
Right.
There's that. And then we also have our cost for solutions and our estimated cost for the server. So what you're looking at per year, including solutions, is that. So it's 330 minus 15, and then you get about 315 divided by 24 months.
Right.
107,000 per year. Is that, I mean, that's my math anyway.
But anyway, to continue, if I may, I have a real problem with giving a software a commitment for $315,000 over 2 years without some kind of a contract that says that they will honor that.
Well, we have a contract with solutions that we're paying for and that we're roped into paying for, and we're not getting that into the deal.
That's what worries me. It's happened once, it could happen again.
I know, but what company can you trust? You know, I mean, if we don't do this, we've got to find somebody else, because solutions.
Are we going to hash this out until solutions is total and complete failure? And then we go, oh gosh, what are we going to do?
I know.
I understand the solutions deal. It's just that I wish.
This isn't even final approval until we get that contract. That states.
And we sit down with them and say.
And then we sign the contract. We're just saying we're going to move on to get the final.
And that may be something that we can fine tune in there. I that would be kind of.
I think we checked into it and they won't do it. So.
No, that's not true. I talked to Sean. I even forwarded you the email. They're absolutely willing to work and change the contract agreement. That's why I'm telling you this. We're not signing a contract. We're agreeing to move forward or not move forward with a different company to give us a different program.
To be part of the six counties that they need to, in order to move forward with. That's basically, yeah.
I agree with you. I have some questions about specifically the language of the contract, because there could be a lot of details that would make a world of difference 2 years from now. Absolutely. Or 3 years.
The point is, we're not at a point of no return yet.
No, right. I agree with that too. I think there's a way that we can take the next step forward and then really dig in on the contract and figure out what parts are important to us. And then if we dig into that and we can't come to an agreement, then that's the next step, but we still have to get through this step, right? I mean, that's my understanding.
Well, I guess the other question I would have for you is money-wise, you're the caretaker of the money. So are we as a county, will we be able to handle this amount of money and it's not going to cause us, what's the word I want to use? You know, cause us any
hardship?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, we'll be able to handle this. Okay, I just want, you know, I want to make sure on that.
I also want to reiterate that, yeah, there is another company. We could move to Tyler, but that would cost us almost just as much to move over. And they are not a cloud-based company. They're not, they're the, based on the same as Solutions. And I don't know about Fiddler. I don't know a single county who uses Fiddler.
Did somebody say Fiddler? Did Mark say Fiddler?
Mark said Fiddler.
I didn't hear him. Didn't hear that.
46 counties use Solutions and 44 use Tyler.
Okay.
And Tyler has issues too.
This isn't the path of no return once we vote on this necessarily. You can,
right,
you can still make those changes, and if we get to an impasse, then we can work at that.
Okay.
Okay, is there any more discussion?
I'd call the question.
Okay.
Second, yeah.
Roll call, please.
Burton.
Yes.
Schmidt.
Yes.
Amos.
Yes.
Olson.
Yes.
Peterson.
No.
Okay. All right. Thanks, you guys. Good discussion. Good discussion. Okay. Let's discuss and start agenda items for the next meeting. We got the claims again.
Claims and monthly reports.
The reports.
And that's all I have on the agenda for now.
Okay. Right. Okay. Thanks for coming, ladies. All right. Well, if there's nothing else for the agenda, announcements, the next regular